Jim, how proud are you of how Mark Sanchez has kind of handled the transition from backup to starter?
Mark's done a really nice job. He's always prepared like he was going to be the starter, which I think every backup should do. Was extremely supportive of Nick when Nick was playing, and then when he got his opportunity to play, he was prepared for it.
Just how big, kind of an obvious question here, but just how big of an asset have your special teams been with all those touchdowns?
Yeah, obviously, when you're always trying to flip the field from a position standpoint, but when you have the ability to flip it all the way into a touchdown, it's been huge for us, whether it's been the punt blocks or the punt returns or the kickoff return that we have. So we're getting great contribution from the teams. We spend a lot of time in our training session on special teams. I believe it's a huge part of the game, especially in this league where every yard is so tough to get. And there's such a swing in yardage from a special team standpoint. So those guys have been great. We've got a great culture in our special teams. We've got a lot of guys that really, truly want to play on it. And our kickers have been doing a really good job. So it's been a big part for us.
Is it too early in the season, Coach, to view this game as having playoff implications?
I think every game you play has playoff implications. That's what I think people don't realize. Game one, if you win or lose it, affects your record at the end of the year. So to start thinking about, you know, does this game have implications, I think every game you play at the end of the year, everything's so close. Whether you're 10-6 or 11-5, you can look at any game you won or lost during the year that has an impact on it.
Yeah, but it's also seeding time now too, Chip. You know what Seattle can do at home, New Orleans tough at home, you guys at home. I mean, getting a leg up on a Packer team so you don't have to come here to Lambeau in January has got to be huge.
But it's the same thing with a game. Whether you win a game in week one or week 10, it's still a win. So it doesn't matter when you win it. You got to win. So it's every game's important. And if you look at it, you wait till game 10 to start thinking about the playoffs, then you're probably sitting there 1-9 and not even involved in the conversation. So if you don't take care of games early, you never put yourself in a situation to play these games. So every game's important.
It's kind of picking up the slack now with D'Amico down.
I think our whole defense has filled in for D'Amico. Obviously, Casey Matthews and Emmanuel Acho are the guys in that position, but Michael Kendricks played well. Our defensive front is playing well. Our secondary played really well last week against Carolina. So I think it's, you know, you don't just replace him with one guy. You have to replace him with the whole group.
What are your thoughts, Coach, on Clay Matthews' move to inside linebacker?
Obviously, in our breakdowns before the Chicago game, you know, you got an idea of where he was going to be. Now I think it just puts him in more position to make plays. You know, probably a smart maneuver by those guys. Really caused some problems, it looked like, for Chicago in terms of his ability to disrupt things in the middle. So just another thing we'll be prepared for.
How good a player is Barwin?
Connor's having a really good year. You know, he's a second year in our system. We get to learn more about him as a player. He learns more about our defensive system. He's really playing at a high level right now.
What is Darren added to your backfield and giving you that kind of a different 1-2 punch than, you know, a lot of teams with the big small guy, but kind of giving you that different look?
Obviously a very versatile player. He's given us ability to score not only in special teams, which he's done, but as a running back, as a receiver coming out of the backfield, and as a receiver, he's a true triple threat for us in terms of what we can do with him. And it was a big pickup for us in the offseason and has really helped us in terms of getting us to where we are right now.
Kind of an odd question, Chip. What do you think Aaron Rodgers would do in your system?
It would be illegal because he plays for another team, so we would be penalized.
I'm guessing you feel a lot better about your offensive line with those guys back, and just how important are they to what you guys do?
Yeah, obviously, whenever your depth gets tested, and everybody in this league has been in that situation where there's injuries. I know, obviously, you guys went through it with your center. Although Lindsey's playing really well, it's just part of what the nature of the NFL is at this day and age, is that whoever really starts the season, you're not going to finish with that same group. So for us to get a couple guys back, Evan Mathis was back for the first time after putting him on IR for designation to return, getting Jason Kelce back, you know, get, the more those guys get to play together, I think that the continuity and will help them in terms of our progress as we get moving forward here.
Any part of you surprised at all about just how quickly that you've built a real contender over there?
No, I when I got here and I got a chance to meet with the guys that were currently here and the guys we picked up in free agency and have added through the draft, I like the makeup of our team.
Chip, just the challenge of defending Aaron, since you can't have him, obviously, but just how do you go about it?
You know, that's the huge challenge, and I think I said it to our guys yesterday, I think he's playing as good as any quarterback in the league right now, probably the best quarterback in the league right now. He's on top of his game. It doesn't seem like you can fool him. He's always kind of a play ahead, a step ahead of defensive and defensive coordinators. He always seems to find the open receiver no matter how it kind of unveils itself pre-snap. He's extremely accurate, as good a thrower as there is in this league. He can keep things alive because he's such a good athlete. So it's a exciting challenge for us to go against the best.
You know, Green Bay likes to go up-tempo on offense, too. I guess, I mean, you're obviously one of the trendsetters in that regard. I guess, where did that start? I guess, first of all, where did that philosophy come from? And how's it, any part of you surprised at how well it's adapted to the NFL just because of your small rosters and everything else?
No, they were doing it a lot way before I got in the league. Sam Weiss did it with the Cincinnati Bengals back in the day with Boomer Esiason, and the Buffalo Bills had great success with Jim Kelly back in the day, and Thurman Thomas and Andre Reed and all those guys. So what Mike's doing there or what we're doing here isn't anything new to the NFL. It's been done before.
What do you like about that approach?
What do I like about it?
Yeah.
That I think it helps you be successful on the offensive side of the ball.
How's Clay's brother Casey doing?
Casey's done really well. Obviously, his role has increased with D'Amico being out for the season. Has been a real good core special teams player for us and has played in some of our packages at linebacker. But now his role has expanded with D'Amico going down, doing a really good job with us playing our Mike linebacker spot in the last game and a half.